Today's Mishnah in Masechet Idiot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Now, Mishnah Vav is a bit of a conundrum, because, Mishnah Hay, we had yesterday, asked, Loma Maskirin Divrei HaYachid Bein HaMerubim, and explained that this way, if it includes, is included in the Mishnah, a Divrei Yachid, then a Bezdin can be Semech on that Divrei HaYochid and decide that they want to Paskin like the Divrei HaYochid. Masha'im Kain, if it wouldn't be for that, they wouldn't be able to be Semech on it. Okay, that's the way that the Mishnah answered the question yesterday. What Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying here is exactly raising the same issue. Im Kain, Lama Maskirin Divrei HaYochid Bein HaMerubim Levatala. If we're going to not follow the Yochid, we're going to follow the Rabin, then why are the heck are we mentioning it just to end up being Levatalit? Well, that's because She'im Yomar HaAdam Kach Ani Mekubal. Person comes along, he sees that the Bezdin is being Noyagin according to a particular Psak, and he says, my Rebbe taught me that he was Mekabel from his Rebbe. That's the exact opposite of what you're saying. So this way, if there's a Das Yochid, we can tell that person, Yomar lo, you know what? That's correct. However, we Paskin not like that. But there was such a Shita, and that's why we bring it here, in order that people should not be stuck with the Kabbalahs that they have, and that essentially it's just repeating what we knew in the previous Mishnah. So that's the way some learn the Mishnah. But there's a more beautiful way to understand the Mishnah, which works out according to the Shitas that we've spoken about before, and that is the Lashon of, in Cain, Lama Maskirin Divrei HaYachid Bein HaMerubim. In the first Mishnah, what did it say? It said, Ho'il Ve'ein Halacha Ela Kidivrei HaMerubim. But in this case, it says, "Im kein lama maskirin divrei hayachid bein hamerubim just levatala." So it's not the same thing. What actually is it referring to? It is referring, according to these rishonim, it is referring to a situation where you will not be able to be semech on the yachid, even though he was mentioned earlier. When would that be? So, in other words, the point is, okay, I hear what you're saying. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is actually responding to the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said, in order that you should be Seimech on him. But what if you can't be Seimech on him? What about if it's only in order to be Mevatel him? What would be the point of mentioning him for no purpose whatsoever? And how would that be, that it would be for no purpose whatsoever? So that would be the machlokas that we had between the Rambam and the Ravid that we spoke about yesterday. So remember, according to the Rambam, anything that all of Yisrael has already been mekabel as a gezera of the Chachamim, and once they were gezer, there's no way to be mevatalit unless it's a rov, it's a gadol mimenu in both the, whatever the different shitas were, but b'chokhmo v'binyan. So therefore, what would be the point of mentioning the yachid? If it's gadol mimenu b'chokhmo v'binyan, they don't need to have the yachid to be seimechat. So that would be true according to the Rambam. According to the Ravid, it would be even a broader thing, because the Ravid holds that once poshat isurin b'cho Yisrael, once the Bezdin has been paskin something, and people all over the world just have started living as if that's the only way to do it. We can't paskin some other way. So then if somehow now a Bezdin is going to come along and say, well, let's be Semech on Reb Yosef then. You know, chicken and milk is kosher. There's no problem. We can't change our mind just because there's a Yachid who holds that. That's the Ravid's pshat, right? So now, if that's the case, then what Rav Yehuda is asking in, all of your explanation is only in cases where, in fact, the mentioning of the Yochid will provide a basis for a bezin that isn't gadol b'chokhma b'minyan to be semechah. But what about if it's something, which depends what that something is according to the various rishonim, but what if it's something that you cannot rely on that yachid for, and you'd anyway need to be a bezin gadol b'chokhma b'minyan? That she'im yomar adam kach ani mekubal, yomar lo kedivrei yishponisham ata. In which case, Reb Yehuda is adding a completely different approach and a very beautiful, important addition to this entire discussion. Okay, getting back now to the various cases where we have a machlokes Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, and the Chachamim disagree with both of them. Here, we have a very strange situation where we do have a machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, but Shammai himself disagrees with both of them. So that Beit Shammai is taking a position that is beyond Shammai himself. So let's discuss this issue. So you will recall that when it comes to the Dinim of Tuma, we have the concept of Tumas Meis. And Tumas Meis can be metame through Ohel, but only certain Tumas of a Meis are metame through Ohel. So one of those cases is the case of the Atzamot of a person. So if you have a Rova, which is a Rova of a Kav of Atzamot, those Atzamot are metame b'Ohel. But if you don't have a Rova Atzamot, then even though Etzem Adam, even Kisaora, is metame b'Marga, yes, but not ba'oa. So now the question is, how do we define a rova atzamot? So Beit Shammai Omrim, a rova atzamot could mean any atzamot. It doesn't even have to be from a single skeleton. It could be Beit Mishnayim, Beit Mishlosha. It's simply a din of atzamot. Generic atzamot. Makes absolutely no difference. Beit Hillel Omrim? No. It has to be from an actual corpse. Rova atzamot min hagvia. So first of all, it has to be from a single individual skeleton. And not only that, it's not just any atzamot. It has to be taken, that rova atzamot has to be taken from the chelek of the gvia, which would be either the rova binyan or mirov haminyan. So we've got to be talking about where we have a collection. Remember, ramach evarim. Refer to ramach, actual, the only way that it works, if you go through the sugya, the only way that you can count ramach evarim is by viewing ossification centers as being the aver. So this is the place where the skeleton is becoming formed, and those are ramach evarim. So those ramach evarim, a rove of that ramach, would be 125 atzamot. So if you have a rova hakav that was taken from pieces of atzamot that come from 125 different ossification centers, then it's metame. But let's say these pieces come only from a bunch of tiny bones that were not from the rove. They will not be metame ba'ohel. Or it could also be a rove binyan. Now, rove binyan could be very few actual separate bones, but they make up most of the actual height. So let's say you have leg bones, you have thigh bones. Either way, even if you would have a rova from that, would also be metame ba'ohel. Okay, so there are very strict limitations, according to Beis Hillel, about where these atzamas have to come from. So, according to Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, we're talking about getting something from a collection of atzamim, because even though Beit Shammai says it could be Bein Mishnayim, Bein Mishlosha, it can't be one single bone, which is a rova hakav. Masha'inkin, Shammai himself, Omer, it does not have to be mina atzamim, afilu mi etzem echad, even if it's only one bone that is so large that it has in it a rova akav, would be mitame, The halacha lemaisa, we don't paskin like Shammai. Here we paskin like Beit Hillel, but it's still another example of the structure in the Mishnah that we've been speaking about, where it's, so to speak, lo k'divrei zeh v'lo k'divrei zeh. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, to be continued, and quite a cornucopia of various halachas in the Masechet Idiot. Never a boring day, as they say. Kol tov, everyone.